Hey yo guys, welcome back to Blunt Feelings, and here speaking with you today is royalty, none other than myself, Princiola, your host. So today, before proceeding to what we're going to be talking about today, I just want to make sure you're good. Are you fine? How is your heart? How is your head? How is your body? How are you mentally, physically, emotionally? I hope you're doing very good. I hope life is treating you well. And if it is not treating you so well, like I always say, baby, you are doing this life thing just right. So, moving on. Before I move on completely, please do not forget to follow my IG page at @BluntFeelings. And yeah, sure, go down to the link below and follow or subscribe to my blog. Yeah, thank you. So yeah, today what do I have for you? I have yet another poem titled Copycat. Copycat, innit? Makes you cringe, doesn't it? Anyways, this poem is quite strange because like I was dared to write on the word copycat, and I did. I don't know if it is so good, but I don't know. I feel like it's alright. I hope you like it. Anyways, so yeah, I am doing this episode today to just expatiate on the write-up. You get what I'm saying? I hope you enjoy it, listen, and I hope you like it. Thank you. Hey, mama, I want them. I got them. An unusual spirit came in to play with you in human form. I started to rain because I rain on you. Copycat, you got yourself a shower. Out caramel Jamaican bad girl passing old boy, can you not toast me? Copycat, you got yourself a machine toaster. Oh, classic Charlie. I say, do you got a life? Copycat, you killed yourself to prove that. Copy tweak, can I change? The cut in it makes me cringe. Oh yeah, Twiggy, how about copy and kill the cat? Adios. Rest in peace, Twiggy. Signed by Raining Girl Jamaican Body. On to the next. The unusual exits. Hey yo, welcome back. Hi. So I hope you've been able to like understand the poetry. Did you get what I meant inside the in-depth meaning of the poem? So yeah, the first line was the person calling on mama yet again, wanting something, demanding yet another thing. And like always, the person got it. So yeah, I would go down to the third line before going to the second. Third says, I started to rain because I rain on you. Copycat, you went to get yourself a shower. And so did the third line go. Hot caramel Jamaican bad girl, patting old boy, can you not toast me? You got yourself a machine toaster. I rhymed that line, those two lines, for a reason. I actually rhymed them because like I was trying to make something that didn't make so much sense make sense. Like the way you are, because you're a copycat, you copy to the extent that you don't even know what you're copying again. You copy something so silly, something so unworthy, just because you're used to imitating and copying people. So yeah, that was why that line was like that. It wasn't supposed to be so hard. It was just something flexible. Yeah, to show how it is not making any sense. So yeah, I'll go back to the second line, which said, unusual spirit came in to play with ya in human form. Yeah, now, you are so competitive and used to copying, because some people are like competitive copycats. They copy because they are very competitive. they want to always be the one winning. So they copy just to win. I don't know if that makes any sense. So yeah, you were so used to copying, you got tricked by an evil spirit. You were so blinded by your copying. This unusual spirit came into play, pretending to be human. And you went ahead to copy. You copied so far, you led to your own death. And that was like on the, I think, fifth line or sixth. You got yourself killed just because you copy so much. And yes, the unusual spirit went on to the next, searching for another prey. Now, I don't know if what I've said makes too much sense, but then, like, you need to stop copying people. You need to learn to live your own life. At least if you want to imitate anyone, make it a positive one. Do not imitate on stupid... I'm sorry for using that language. Don't try to imitate on something not so important. Something that wouldn't, like, add to you positively or progress your life. You should imitate good things. Yeah, and try not to do that so much because it can blind you. It can consume you. It can sway you from your right path. So, yeah. Like the unusual spirit said, I am going to be saying adios to you guys too. But before that, I would advise you to please share this episode today to copycats. Let them know that it could get them killed. Not like it would kill them, actually kill them. But then it could lead to something really bad. Because when you are used to copying, it's very, very, very hard for you to get out of it. So, yeah, and if you are a copycat and you're listening to me right now, copy something good and don't copy something negative. And, yeah, stop copying. Why don't you set your own pace? Why don't you be the own boss? Be the own boss. So, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. I love you guys so, 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 so much. And, yes, do not be a copycat. I love you. Have a nice day. Reality says adios.